Anyway, got a couple more speakers tonight. Also from Improvised Star Trek, Mr. Sean Kelly. And a fucking rocking Decepticon t-shirt.
Transformers are also cool.
Yeah, so I was thinking about the theme across the universe, and obviously I'm in an improvised Star Trek podcast, and I like outer space and stuff like that, but I just couldn't stop thinking about the phrase as like a metaphor rather than thinking about it as a literal talking about space. And I just kind of started thinking about space and time and distance. And so this is kind of a time and distance story, but it's also a love story. So I am married. My wife... thanks. As someone whose primary life accomplishments include being on an improvised Star Trek podcast and owning almost every X-Men comic written in the last 23 years, you should probably understand that that's pretty impressive. So I met my now wife Chelsea when we were both 18. We had each enrolled at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and we were at freshman orientation, and we were both theater students, so we met with some other theater students, and I only barely remember meeting her and being introduced to her, and so we knew each other through the theater department, and we had a lot of mutual friends, and so we hung out, and we went to parties, and we did shows together. She was in a production of... The Crucible, that I was a stagehand for. And, you know, while she was doing her show, I was gambling for candy behind the stage. My initial impression of my wife, Chelsea, who thankfully is not here when I say this, was that she was very boring. I thought she was very quiet. And she was very reserved, and she just didn't seem that interesting to me at the time. And so, fast forward to our junior year in college, we were in a class together called Weather and Our Atmosphere, which was a science class that you took if you were a theater major. So we were both in that class, and it actually ended up being a really, really hard class because we talked a lot about the math behind weather patterns, and my artistic theater major brain had a hard time comprehending that. So the way my wife tells the story about us falling in love is in that class, we would get together with some of the other theater majors, and we would talk, and she and I discovered that we had all of these mutual interests. Like, we both liked the same kind of music, and she liked books, and I liked books, and we both had glasses, and, like, all of this other stuff. And so that's, you know, her version of the story. My version of the story is that I was dating this other girl from Brandeis, and then... At the end of the semester, we got really, really drunk at a party, and I ended up making out with Chelsea at the party while I was kind of cheating on this other girl who I was kind of dating and who was really nice and didn't deserve to be cheated on. But to Chelsea, it was like, oh, but we were falling in love, and this was the, you know, that was the first time that our drunk love brain said they should get together. Whereas, like, I was like, I'm 19 and I just did an amazing improv show, and I can have any woman I want because I made you all laugh. That was literally the first and last night I ever had that thought. It was my very first really good improv show, and I remember thinking, like, oh man, all these girls want me. I've literally never thought that once since. But so we came back. I'm sorry. That was at the end of sophomore year. So we came back for junior year, and we started getting drunk and hooking up at parties all the time. Eventually, I was like, look. We keep getting drunk and hooking up at parties. maybe we should date. And she was like, yeah, let's do that. And so we started dating, but I told her, I was like, there's an expiry date on this relationship because I am going to move to Chicago to become a famous long-form improviser. At the end of the year, I'm doing this domestic student exchange program thing because all of my friends are a year older than me, and I'll be damned if I'm not going to go to Chicago to become a famous long-form improviser with them. And so we were dating, and, you know, it was always just supposed to be, like, a fun thing. But, you know, we would go to movies, and we would do all the stuff together. And I remember there was a bomb threat at our Fine Arts Center, and we went to see Red Dragon. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Red Dragon. Yeah, it was Red Dragon. And so we were going to see this movie, and I remember, like, watching her order an Orange Julius at the mall. And I remember thinking, this was about, like, 6 weeks into the relationship. I was like, oh, no, I'm in love. like, oh, holy shit, I can't be in love. I have to leave. And, you know, maybe, like, 2 weeks later, we were in my dorm room, and we were watching... We were not watching The Fellowship of the Ring. We were watching the appendices on the extended DVD of Fellowship of the Ring. And it was a full moon, and it was a clear night, and I was just like, I love you. And I started crying, and she said, I love you, and she started crying. We were basically like, I was like, I don't know what to do. I have to leave. I can't stay. I'm not going to stay here. And she said, I will go with you. She said, I will go with you to Chicago. She had to take an extra year. She had 2 degrees because she's much smarter than I am. So she got a practical degree along with her theater degree. And she took an extra year. So we spent a year apart. And that's why this is kind of a story of time and distance, in that, you know, normally when you tell the story about moving away from college and, you know, you had this college girlfriend and you were like, we're going to spend a year apart. We're going to do the long distance thing and see how that works out. The story ends with you breaking up because the long distance thing is stupid and no one should do it ever. But she did. We did spend this year apart. I moved out to Chicago. She spent a year finishing up her degrees. And then she came out here and moved in with me, and we lived together, and everything worked out. Like, that's not the way that story is supposed to end. We lived together for a long time. We were boyfriend and girlfriend for a really long time. And then when about 2-3 years ago, we got engaged. I proposed to her. I had finally saved up enough money on my meager salary as a marketing and customer service person for an encyclopedia company. And I proposed to her, and she said yes, and she said, let's have a steampunk-themed wedding. And I said, I love you so much. And then we did that. And that's basically it. That's the story. It's a story of, like, one of the big reasons I love my wife so much is she made this giant sacrifice for me. She basically gave up a year of her, you know, youth and potential relationships, and also moved a literal 1,000 miles. It's about 1,000 miles from Chicago to Massachusetts to be with me. And that gesture was just always so big and so powerful to me that I was like, how I literally feel like I can never pay her back for the 1,000 miles and the 365 days that she sacrificed for me. So that's my Across the Universe.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean. It's nice to get a little romantic sometimes, guys. That was sweet. Also, let's talk about Grant Morrison's X-Men comics sometime. Yes.
Love that.
Yes, me too.